Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the loving feet of Bhagwan Baba. Respected elders, dear sisters, brothers, and to all gathered here, Sai Ram. We all have seen how a sapling grows into a big tree over a period of time. No matter which seed, it takes the form of a relevant tree, given it has sufficient water, soil, and sunshine. Now, how healthy that tree is will depend upon who took care of it and how. These little children sitting here are the tiny saplings. The water is the values they imbibe. The rich cultural background is the soil, and Swami's grace and love is the sunshine. In this perfect garden, our aunties, teachers, caregivers take care of the tiny saplings and provide it with the water of values in the right quantity at the right time. The loving words of Bhagwan Baba act as mineral and manure, and in the sunshine of his love, we grow. We grow to become those trees that not only beautify the world, but also provide shade and offer fruits to the needy. Swami indeed is our master gardener. Over the years, we have wandered far and near. Our identities are many. We are mother, father, brother, sister. We are a doctor, lecturers, engineers, architects. But we are first and foremost the children of Sai, for giving us love and life, for treating our scraps and wounds so tenderly, for teaching us right from wrong, for being our moral compass, our North Star. We are forever thankful to you, Bhagwan Baba, and profoundly grateful to the many mothers who raised us at school. We, the alumni of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, are gathered here today to make an offering of love at his divine lotus feet, a cultural program titled Coming Home in Loving Remembrance, which recalls the nostalgic years of love and growth in his grace and presence. Swami, we sincerely pray to you to accept this offering of love from your children. I request you all to join me in a prayer to Swami, a prayer that he taught us while we were little kids at school. O Lord, take my love and let it flow in fullness of devotion to thee. O Lord, take my hands and let them work inconsistently for thee. O Lord, take my soul and let it be merged in one with thee. O Lord, take my mind and thoughts and let them be in tune with thee. O Lord, take my everything and let me be an instrument of thee. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram Karthik, how are you? So you two are here.
Yes, Brother Shyam. Sai Ram, it feels so good to be back. The trip that I've been waiting for all through the year.
Yes, yes, of course. This is what I look forward to each year. These wonderful moments that I can spend with my Sai family and relive my school days.
So true, Shyam. It is that time of the year when all of us gather at his lotus feet with prayers and gratitude in our hearts for everything he has done for us.
Sai Ram Karthik, Sai Ram Shyam brother, are you talking about the alumni program? I am already thinking about the wonderful food that we would be having at school.
But seriously, food is just an excuse. Actually, I always look forward to revisiting those classrooms, the prayer hall, the dormitories, and most importantly, to see our wonderful teachers again.
How true. It actually feels like my homecoming. That is the best part of my visit to Prashanthi Nilayam.
Right, Shyam. Looking back now, I envy my previous self that had the wonderful opportunity of growing up and learning under the divine care.
Really? You know, when I look at my children now, they're always stressed out about homework, assignments and exams. We never underwent such kind of stress when we were in school.
How could we? After all, we had Swami to handhold us all the time. And he created such a wonderful institution with such dedicated gurus who ensured that we got whatever guidance and support we wanted.
And the most beautiful experience was that we did not get mere education, but we truly learnt lessons of life, lessons of unity in diversity, of sharing, caring and loving one and all.
I totally agree with you. In fact, as I was wondering what I could do for our school alumni meet this year, I decided to compose a song on what Swami meant for us in our very early years and the bonding between Swami, school and all of us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we would love to hear it. Maybe we can get all the alumni to practice it and render it for the alumni meet in Sai Kulwant Hall.
Yeah, you said it. By the way, this is already being practiced. I was just heading directly for the practice session. Why don't you also come along?
Yes, yes, let's go.
This video revokes so many memories of school. Every corner of the school reminds us of some lesson that Swami taught us there. And whether as tiny thoughts we understood them or not, looking back, they seem to hold a lesson for all of us for life.
When I see the dining hall, I remember one incident very vividly. One morning, we were hungry for breakfast. There were hot idlis, chutneys, sambar and porridge, and of course the sprouted grams that none of us liked. We all made faces whenever we were served those sprouted grams.
Of course I remember. How can I forget it? That day, Swami came to school soon after our breakfast was over. He told Auntie to show him what we had eaten for breakfast. So she brought a plate with whatever was served to the students. Swami pointed at the sprouted grams and asked what it was. And she explained that it was sprouted grams, which was of course rich in protein.
Yeah, and then Swami popped in a few and grimaced a bit. And all the children were so happy to see that he hadn't particularly liked it. It wasn't really popular amongst us at that time. we disliked to eat it and were happy that Swami's expression conveyed the same.
But Abir, do you remember the climax? When Swami turned towards Auntie and asked, "How much of this do you give them?" She said, "One teaspoon, Swami." And then he replied, "From now on, give them 2 teaspoons full." We can never forget the way he sweetly smiled at all of us.
From this incident, we learned that even if a thing is unpalatable, we had to take it with a smile. In the long run, it is going to do us a world of good.
And we don't have any words to express the benevolent ways of our Lord.
Karthik brother, Swami's ways of teaching us simple lessons of life were always very innovative. We still lovingly recall Swami's surprise visit to our school. One morning, when he entered the class, the students were learning the alphabets in Telugu, and it wasn't very easy for all of us.
And Swami suddenly asked us to get some grains and lentils from the kitchen. We all were wondering, what is the connection between Telugu alphabets and lentils? But he took the lentils and gave it to all of us and asked us to arrange it in the form of letters on the ground. We all were confused. So to show us, Swami beautifully wrote Om in Telugu on the board and asked all the students to arrange the same with lentils.
And you know, Karthik brother, all of us made an attempt and Swami was correcting us wherever required. And then slowly with a smile, he walked with the rope dragging over those arranged lentils. Then he laughed out telling that they had to be corrected again and to be arranged more neatly. So graciously, we were taught to become perfectionists in life.
Yes, and to have lots of patience to achieve our goals, worldly or spiritual. Bhagwan always insisted on saburi as a very important quality for every human being. You know, I have seen that whether it was classroom or playground, we were always taught by Bhagwan to put our best foot forward.
Sairam sister.
Sairam Sujana. I'm just coming from the practice.
You know, sister, the song is bringing back all the memories of the days when we were in school, isn't it?
Yes, yes. You remember, Sujana, when you and I were in class 11? One day we were teaching Bhangra to the little brothers near the prayer hall.
Yes, yes, sister. How can I forget? That day is etched in my memory for lifetime. I remember we were teaching the steps of the Bhangra when suddenly the little brother stopped dancing and we wondered what happened.
Oh yes, and as soon as we turned to see who was there, we were surprised. It was Bhagwan himself standing at the door of the dormitory watching the dance rehearsal.
What a thrilling experience that was. I got really nervous. But Swami really put us at ease and in fact gestured with his hand that we should continue the rehearsal. And encouraged all of us by saying, "Achcha hai, achcha hai." Those two golden words of Swami and his powerful broad smile was enough to pump fresh energy into our beings.
I totally agree. We knew that we were still practicing and were not up to the mark. Yet Swami's encouragement filled us with so much enthusiasm that we wanted to give nothing but our best for the Bhangra dance.
Shyam brother, do you remember how Swami would always know what we were feeling?
Oh yes, after all, he is the all-knowing one, right? So how could he not know what his little children were experiencing?
Absolutely. Do you remember what happened once during Diwali?
Yes, of course. How can I forget? We made so much noise that day that we were told that there would be no Diwali celebrations that year. We were so disappointed and we were sadly sitting in the prayer hall with long faces. And remember when suddenly Swami came to school and asked our teachers to get crackers?
Oh my God, it was the most beautiful Diwali I had ever celebrated when Bhagwan lit one of the sparklers and said, "Let us celebrate." What a joyful moment that was.
Indeed, our dearest Swami could never see us disappointed. He took care of us as tenderly as a gardener would take care of the beautiful flowers and saplings in his garden. And we all bloomed to our best potentials in the garden of sun.
That we studied here in school, we never missed home. Swami took care of all our needs, and our sisters and teachers here created a perfect family atmosphere for us.
Yes, and if at all there was an occasion where only our mother could have done something for us, Swami took care of that too. You remember once when we were in class 2 and the tailor came to school to take measurements for the school uniform?
Yes, of course. One of her sisters was missing her mother, as only her mother knew how to ensure that a tailor took correct measurements every time a new dress was stitched for her. Whether it should be longer or shorter, tighter or more loose, she had always watched her mother correct or agree with the tailor's measurements. And now she was wondering how she would be able to correct the tailor as he took the measurements. She had no clue and was feeling lost and missing her mother. When her chance came, Swami lovingly called her, "Rabangaru," and she just kept looking at Swami as he lovingly stood by her side as the tailor kept taking the measurements. It was only after a few seconds that she realized that each time the tailor took one measurement, he was looking at Swami to confirm if that was correct. And Swami was nodding his agreement just as her mother would have done.
Who but our real mother would know so perfectly about us? Thank you, Sai Ma, for nurturing us with your warmth and care.
Your love, where would I be, Mother? Sairam Leena,
Sairam Prema,
do you remember once when we were singing Mother of Mine? Swami corrected us saying, without your love yanduku, Swami Prema, yappudaina yakkadaina, meeto untundi. And after that day, the words were changed to with your love, I'm here today.
Yes, I remember.
When I joined school as a little girl and I was crying when my parents were leaving, my mother told me, Mother Sai will take care of you. And truly so, Mother Sai took care of each one of us, even more than our parents could have.
Whether it was about studies or health, Swami would show us his compassion in so many ways. One of the most touching moments was when some of us would fall sick. If we were hospitalized, then till the time of our discharge, he kept track of us, ensuring we were given the right treatment, right diet and enough rest.
Oh yes, I remember. One of my classmates was diagnosed with appendicitis. Swami specifically asked her parents to come and take her to Delhi for the surgery. We were all surprised. Why Delhi for such a minor surgery and not the general hospital?
Finally, when she underwent the surgery, it was discovered that there were many other complications involved and she had to undergo elaborate treatment for almost a year. It is only then that we realized that Swami knew what kind of care she needed and hence sent her with her parents, as the super specialty hospital was not yet built here and she needed special care and attention.
All through her treatment, Swami would inquire about her well-being and encouraged her to write her board exams, even though she had missed most of her classes. All the sisters and teachers helped her to cover up her portions. And indeed, she cleared it with a distinction.
Where else could we see such values that Swami inculcated in us? The bonds of sisterhood, love, care, and of harmonious coexistence. Swami's compassion is just immeasurable.
ధరిణి చేరా. తల్లి వై మరి తండ్రి వై ప్రేమ చూపిన
is so wonderful. I was taken down the memory lane and made to relive the best parts of my stay in our school.
Dear Swami, after having come in contact with you, having seen you and having interacted with you, our lives are never ordinary.
Swami, it was because of you that so many of us, both students and teachers, came together and created this wonderful Sai family and learned to share and care both our joys and sorrows.
Swami, having learned and basked in your love, it is now our duty to live your message in our lives and take it to all of mankind. We are indeed blessed to have you as our divine master, guiding and guarding us in every step of our lives. We shall remain ever grateful to you for blessing us with this golden opportunity.
हमारे प्राण हो, जड़ चेतन में तुम समाए, तुम हमारे प्राण हो,
जड़ चेतन में तुम समाए, तुम हमारे प्राण हो, घर चले स्वयं को अर्पण साई के चरणों में हम, प्रण लिया पथ पे चले सत्कर्म को अपना के हम,
धर्म के इस राह पे चल कर साई वचन निभाएंगे, शंकर पार्वती नंदना, जय जय गिरिजा बाल गजानन, विनाशक विमल गजानन, विनाशक विमल गजानन, श्रवण सेवित सुमुख गजानन, श्रवण सेवित सुमुख गजानन, शंकर पार्वती नंदना, जय जय गिरिजा बाल गजानन, विघ्न विनाशक विमल गजानन, श्रवण सेवित सुमुख गजानन, शरणं गजानन, तम पद शरणं गजानन,
घन घन नीलवदन ati sundara.
Gurudwara mein saira, Gopala, Gopala, Thank you. राम राम साईं राम
शंकर शशांक शेखर हर बम हर बम 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 बोलो हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर बम हर बम 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 बोलो धीमे धीमे तक नर्तन खेलो
पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना सीतला सर्वा प्राणपति स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपति आशित कल्पलतीता आशित कल्पलतीता अवतारा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेवमु मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नायेगा शरणा ओम जय जगदीश हरे
महादेवा मंगलारती
Jai Ho Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.